USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump joining faith leaders at the National Prayer Breakfast this morning and citing the power of prayer in the daily lives of many Americans and saying of those faith leaders,
every day, the people in this room demonstrate the power of faith to transform lives, heal communities, and lift up the forgotten.
A key U.S. Senate panel is considering William Barr's nomination to be Attorney General. The Judiciary Committee is expected to approve Barr and recommend him to the full U.S. Senate for confirmation soon. Banking giant Wells Fargo is suffering from a nationwide outage. It's reporting that its ATMs are offline, and so is its mobile banking service, saying it's been an intermittent series of outages for several hours, the company also offering an apology to those affected. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Almost a week to another possible government shutdown, there are rumblings from both parties that a bipartisan group of lawmakers who've been meeting to try to hammer out a compromise when it comes to border security and something President Trump would agree to sign is getting closer to some sort of an agreement. The Wyoming Representative Republican Liz Cheney says of it,
"We all want to work together for it. The president was clear in his State of the Union address. We've got to have border security. We have to have some sort of a wall or a structure there. And I would bet we're going to end up with it one way or the other."
Representative Cheney was speaking on Fox and Friends. Actor Liam Neeson has canceled another publicity appearance. He was slated to appear on Late Night with Stephen Colbert tomorrow night, but actress Glenn Close is going to take his place after Neeson comes under fire in recent days for revealing that 40 years ago he went out looking for a black person to kill after a loved one was raped by a black person. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Up one week, down the next, as often happens with weekly claims for jobless benefits. The latest report from the government says the number of people who applied for them for the first time in early February fell back towards recent post-recession lows. After a holiday-related and possibly government shutdown-related spike had pushed them to a 16-month high at the end of January. Initial jobless claims last week did decline by 19,000 to a seasonally adjusted 234,000. However, economists were expecting the number to come in even lower at about 225,000. President Trump has nominated an Undersecretary to the Treasury, David Malpass, to be the U.S. candidate to be the next head of the World Bank. Skeptics say they're afraid the nominee would look to reduce the World Bank's role. Malpass himself was talking about it last night.
I'm happy to see us growing now, and the world sees it, that the U.S. is doing better, and so I think there's also a receptivity to the idea that if we have better programs, maybe we can grow faster. I think that's worth everyone trying to get together and find a way forward.
The nominee has had a record of criticizing the World Bank. He spoke there on the Fox Business Network, and you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.